You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 180. There are only two paths. Thank you for tuning in today. Today, our subject is a deep one, and it may make some of you very uncomfortable because you may actually realize that you are on the wrong path. It's true, and I must share it with you because Spirit says it's absolutely vital that we have this discussion today. We are talking about the two paths, and in different wisdom teachings, they are referred to by different names. Spirit says that no matter what the names, they are the paths of light and darkness. As humans, we separate ourselves according to faith, culture, financial status, race, and so on. We're so good at this, just like children, separating their blocks by color and shape. This is humanity, spiritual children. But Spirit says that it is time for humans to grow up. We must awaken and realize that we are only one family, one entity, having many experiences. This is moving into a oneness consciousness. Some call this the law of one. It is vital for you to understand what these two paths are so that you can make a conscious choice and really choose the path you want to be on. But in order for you to do this, you need to know what they are. So today we're going to go deeper into these two paths. Many believe that they are on the right path and on the path of light. But in truth, they have been deceived and they are practicing darkness. You see, the dark forces that have ruled this planet for untold millennium have skillfully learned how to get humans to practice their religion of darkness while they believe they are practicing good of the light. Darkness has continued to rule this planet through the art of deception. That is how they get you to do the things they want you to do without you knowing or without interfering with your free will because you are choosing to follow their deception. You see, there are universal laws in place, and even the devil must abide by these laws. And if they are broken, they carry severe consequences. So for those who practice darkness knowingly, they stand to lose their power and polarity, which means they can be drawn back into the light, and they will not be able to use their dark magic to stay in control. So they don't want this. So what they do is they must trick you into following their dark path freely by using deception. They deceive the masses, and Spirit says that ignorance is no excuse. So you can't say, oh, I thought I was doing the right thing, because Spirit says it is your duty to learn and to understand. And in this way, you will know if you're doing the right thing or not. And this is where I come in. I'm here to help teach you. I'm here to help guide you. I'm here to help shed some light on things that have been hidden so that you can make a conscious, knowledgeable choice. I always encourage you to study, but the devil desires for you to remain ignorant because this is how they stay in control, by keeping you ignorant and full of fear, all by choice. And when I say devil, I'm talking about demonic forces, dark entities. People are devils. The devil works through people. It is a consciousness. And God works through people. That is a consciousness. That's the creator consciousness. So now let me say this. These two paths are also considered to be religions. People call them Christianity, Islam, Catholicism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and so on. Since the beginning of humanity, there have been religions, and they have all had different names. But no matter what the name, they all fall into one of these two categories. They are either practicing light or darkness. No matter what you think they are, You need to look at the practices. And sadly, if you do that, then you will find that most religions are practicing darkness. And why? How did that happen? Not all of them, but most of them. Well, you have to remember who has been ruling on this planet. Demonic beings have been in charge on this planet, and they have used religion to keep the masses in check and asleep. There have always been more commoners than elite, and since the dark rulership took over, the minority have always ruled the majority, and they used fear and ignorance to stay in control. You have to remember that for many, many thousands of years on this planet, the only people who had access to higher knowledge were the elites, hence the mystery schools and mystic teachings. These were secret schools of learning. You would have been killed because you were learning how to read, learning alchemy. These different things were forbidden for common people. This was not only practiced in slavery to keep people ignorant and not allowing them to read, but throughout the world and for centuries, this has been the common practice. Only the upper class was allowed to learn how to read. They kept the masses in ignorance and ruled them by instilling fear in them. This is why people are so afraid to learn now. It's because it has been genetically passed down, not to mention through the fact that you're constantly being reborn on this planet, and that was all done on purpose because they knew. They are very cunning, and they have learned how to control the masses in order to get them to go along with their madness. They sell it to you and make you believe it is here to help you, but in fact, it is harming you. You need to look deep into the things that you have been conditioned to believe. Was it your enemy who taught you? Or was it a friend? Think about it. Now, how did most of our religions become dark? Because I believe most, if not all, religions started out trying to help us get to the path of light, except for, you know, the satanic ones. But somewhere and somehow, the devil slipped in, so to speak. And to be honest, we were warned of this. We were told in the Bible that the devil will lay in the straight path and the devil comes to deceive you. So the straight path is of God, by whatever name you know it. And this path is of the light and it will free you. The path of the light does not put you in bondage. So religions that practice bondage, there's something wrong there. Darkness wants to have power over you, and they do not want to give you any power over your life. They want you to depend on them for everything, a job, an education, for your health, and so on. They create systems of dependence instead of systems of independence. Just keep this in mind. Darkness conquers. It is a movement of subjugation. They feed off of those who are weaker than them. They condition you to believe that you are less than you truly are, and they put fear in you about increasing your knowledge unless you come to them to learn. So they call many things darkness, but in fact, what they call darkness is really the light, and they don't want you to find it. So they put fear in you about learning new things, and one of them is about learning herbs and natural medicine. They don't want you to know that. They try to put fear in you about taking herbs, but they push their poisonous medicines all day long. And I can't tell you how many people in my family have called me a witch doctor because I practice natural medicine. Now just think about that. Because I use the medicine that God put on this earth in plant form to heal people, I was thought to be practicing demonic things. That tells you something's flipped upside down here. It doesn't make any sense. But this is the kind of conditioning that has been put in the masses to keep you from regaining your health, because they make a ton of money off of keeping you sick, all while they know the drugs that they are prescribing to you are harming you much more than they're helping you. But it's all about making money. You must look at these practices and then ask yourself, which path do they fall in? You must begin to make conscious choices in your life, or the darkness will draw you in and take you with them. The worlds are splitting, whether you believe it or not, and we are living in the time of the separation. Some have called this the separation of the wheat and the tare. It's the harvest that is spoken of in the Law of One. This is no joke. We are living in the time of revelation right now. This time has been written of in every ancient text known to man. You must be aware, because you are choosing whether you know it or not. You are choosing, and ignorance is no excuse. Now, let's look at the path of light a little closer, and then we'll look at the dark path. I want you to listen carefully, and then you must decide where you want to be. Then you must act on that choice, because there are actions that are required on both paths. Remember that. There are actions that include rituals that are required on both paths. Let's look at the path of light. This is called the service to others path. And that means that you understand that by serving others, you are truly serving yourself. You are helping everyone rise to the top together. Your work in the world will be to help humanity in some way. You are here to help others be free. The path of light requires that you grow and learn. You must study and practice what you learn. You must increase your inner light by focusing energy within the body and literally seeing the light within your heart spread throughout your entire body and then out into your environment. The path of light requires that you take time to meditate and pray. Meditation is a time to listen and to be still, to connect with your inner knowing, your inner guidance. And prayer is a time to give thanks. You must also take time to contemplate on this path, thinking deeply about how you can grow. You must evaluate your actions and work on self-improvement. You practice the art of love and compassion by using wisdom. You cannot just move from your heart, which is fourth dimensional, because you can easily be deceived that way. But you must practice wisdom, which is a fifth dimensional attribute that must be developed. So you know how people talk about, if you're one of those who listen to different things, moving from third dimensional earth to fifth dimensional, it's a consciousness. You must move into wisdom. That's the fifth dimensional part. You can't just slip by fourth dimension. We must go through levels. We must do the step. You go from third to fourth to fifth. But you must move into the fourth dimension, reaching for the fifth. You must be reaching for wisdom. For those that are on this path, this is your natural path of evolution, that still have not developed these things, these are attributes that you must begin to work on. You must work on your wisdom, as well as opening your heart. And you must speak your truth. You cannot lie and think that you are on the path of light. That is the path of deception. That is the path of darkness. The path of light is a path that focuses on love. Love for self and for others. You desire to help humanity because you love your brothers and sisters. It is from love that all of your actions are initiated. This path honors individuals' rights to choose, and it allows others to live as they have chosen to live. There is respect for your other selves, because you know that they are creators, even if they don't remember who they are. You respect everyone. Now, that's a brief overview of the path of light, but it's adequate enough to get the point across. So now let's look at the path of darkness. And again, we're going over these so that you can really see the difference within the two paths. Sadly, you will begin to see that this world has been ruled by this dark path for untold time. But this is why we are here, because things are now changing. This is the time of the awakening, of the expansion of consciousness. You can now free yourself from the dark path. It is your choice. The dark path is all about deception and control. When you are on the dark path, you want to subjugate others and make them servants to yourself or put people beneath you. There is always a structure, a hierarchy, where the leader requires some form of sacrifices in order for you to get something in return. So this path has classes, it has ranking, and so on. This manifests in the form of social classes, where some are believed to be better than others. So those that believe that they are better than others take control of the others and subject them to their unjust laws. They want to control everything, the educational system, the money, healthcare, and so on. It's a control system. And this can play out from the extreme to a lesser form of what appears to be control. People are not free to come and go as they choose. You must apply for a passport in the guise of protection. See? And this plays out in a multitude of ways. This is just one of them. But no matter, there's always little regard for the individual. You are seen as property. The dark path requires sacrifices. We call them many things, from actual sacrifices to what we know as taxes and so on. These are structures within a control system, and these sacrifices are offerings to the king or god or ruler of some sort, and they are done to receive something in return, protection, gifts, abilities, whatever it is. This is where it gets very dark, because there are actually real human sacrifices being performed for people who practice this dark path. And this is happening every single day, but it is very quiet. The people who practice these dark religions are very committed to what they believe, even more so than most that practice and pray to what they believe to be a benevolent God. As I said before, good people are allowing this darkness to rule on this planet because they don't act on their goodness. They're not practicing goodness. They sit back and are passive in their faith, in their so-called religion. But people who practice darkness are very committed to their practices because they want to stay in power. They make sacrifices in order to be given power and control over the masses. You see, their time is up and they're not happy about it. So they are trying very hard to stay in power on this planet. So they increase their dark rituals. This is one of the reasons why so many people, especially women, are going missing. These worshipers of darkness know that the goddess is awakening, that women are beginning to wake up and take their power back. And because the divine feminine energy manifests through women, it has been subjugated for as long as this darkness has ruled on our planet. This had to be so because the woman is the manifestation of a very powerful divine force. And that force protects all life. That's why the woman is the giver of life. She's the one who bears children. And her job is to protect all life. But in order for darkness to rule on this planet, they had to put the woman in a form of bondage, in a sleep state. So this is why women have historically around the world been subjugated and subjected to the most horrific tortures and enslavement. But this time is up. We have learned the lessons of darkness, and it has almost destroyed the planet and all the life upon it. The planet has been raped and robbed for her resources, just like the people have. Everything has been done in the name of God, but in the spirit of darkness. And so now it is time for this to come to an end, and it is time for you to choose. You have to choose light or darkness, and then practice what you believe. Yes, if you want darkness, then you shall have it. And if you want light, then you must work hard. You must work hard to remove yourself from darkness because you've been raised in darkness. You must work to move your vibration from darkness into the light. So now, in order to move into the light, you need tools. You need to know how to get there. And I suggest strongly to you, the internal light meditation is the absolutely best way for you to begin to increase your light exponentially. You must begin to study. And by doing so, you will free yourself. This is why we've created the podcast and we have created the natural healing classes online for you. These classes cover many subjects far beyond what you think of when you think about natural healing. Our online classes are deep and they will help you increase your knowledge in many areas. We suggest books for you to read and many other educational materials to assist you in your growth process, to expand your understanding. You cannot remain ignorant because the ignorant become food for those that desire to keep you asleep. Their false education is only to deceive you. Rid yourself of ignorance and fear because these are your enemies. Embrace knowledge, light, and love in your life. Expand your knowledge of things that give you life, things that feed you spiritually, mentally, and physically. This is light, and the light will give you life. You must practice light, and that means you must expand your knowledge of things of the light, things that are life-giving. They make you feel empowered. They free you from the bondage of ignorance. You must free yourself and choose your path. The light will always free you from illusions, and it will empower you with knowledge. And then you must use the knowledge to transform your life. Your vibration is your only protection in this day. And I will say that again. Your vibration is your only protection in this day. Because vibration is everything, and you draw to you what you are. So raise your vibration and increase your inner light and share this information with those you love so that they can do the same thing. It's time to rise, family. It's time to rise. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe in it.